part of, been through. So, is this the most surprising, though?
I would say so. Just given it being like there's probably more surprising seeing the reports the day before the game.
Yeah.
There's some reports out, I believe, Saturday night. Not known if it's true or not or whatever, but yeah, just being surprised. You know, I mean, we've coming from, you know, since I've been here since 2006 and 2007, and the teams that we've had, and what Jack has done to bring this organization back to life, so to speak, give history years, he built a good team and had, you know, some good games, and obviously this year was a disappointment. I think everyone in this locker room would agree to that. And it's just unfortunate, you know, it's the nature of the business. You build relationships and with all the coaches, and something like this to happen is, you know, it's tough. But, you know, life goes on, and that's it, yeah.
You've been through a few of these, obviously, but usually on this day, it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. It's usually this, what they call Black Monday, or is that college? I don't know.
Usually the coach does the last press conference and they wait a couple of days. At least that's the way they've done it here in the past.
Yeah. It's crazy, but it's how many coaching changes you see each and every year. It's funny. It's just like people, I think now it's like they want to do it fast, so the coaches that they want to hire can start getting their staff together. And it's all about, you know, having openings come up. And I don't know if that had something to do with it or not, how quickly it was done. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You just said, though, that it was really surprising seeing the reports come out the day before. And obviously those reports were about John Gruden. Was that a distraction at all with the team? Or?
No, I mean, we didn't really discuss it or anything like that. You see it, and I've been here long enough. I mean, seeing reports with John, I think there's been two or three other times where Gruden might be coming. You know, that was back in 2009, 2010, or whenever, you know, the coaching changes that I went through. So it's, you can't really look at that. You still got a game to play. And you play the game of football to win. And the guys went out yesterday. We went out and we played and we did our best and just couldn't make plays. You know, and that's just the frustrating part about this season. You know, just seemed like, you know, we needed plays on all three phases, and just, I mean, there's some here and there, you know, but it's just, we just didn't do it enough.
What are your thoughts now that Gruden may finally leave the broadcast booth?
I mean, I don't know. I guess I'll believe it when I see it. just from all the reports, you know, from previous years and stuff like that. I mean, he may do it, he may not. I don't know. I mean, it looks like he is, but I don't know. It'll be interesting to see him back in on the sideline.
So what's next for you? I mean, you kept coming back on one-year deals, right?
Yeah.
So you just try it all over again.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I still want to play the game of football. I love it. I still feel young. This is the healthiest I've been. You know, I haven't had any trips to the training room this year and took care of my body. And so we'll see.
Jack obviously came here and changed the culture, as you mentioned. Do you think that Gruden is the guy that maybe take this team to the next level?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, whoever the new coach it is, if it is Gruden, I mean, we'll see. I mean, I've met him a couple times, but I don't know what he is like, what he's like as a coach. I know what he's done 15 years ago, you know. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if the game, you know. I mean, he's been a part of the game and stuff like that, so it's – he knows the game, and I don't know.